This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Anon is a sci-fi film that was released straight to Netflix. The director, Andrew Niccol, hasn't really done anything super noteworthy. He's been involved in a lot of movies that, like Lord of War, if you remember the Nicolas Cage movie with Jared Leto about 13 years ago, he directed that. If you remember, probably his most famous film. Well, he had worked with The Truman Show, where he wrote, and actually he wrote the film Gattaca as well. So he cut his teeth as a scriptwriter, and now is a director and hasn't really attained that noteworthiness in his directing. There's a few, The Host, if you remember that sort of horrible preteen kind of science fiction, just Saoirse Ronan was in it, but really you wouldn't know it's the same actress from Lady Bird because of the directing was so subpar. So he's really, something's happened to him, and he's gone from being a terrible director to being just a bad director. But Anon is very watchable nonetheless. What it has going for it is great production value, Clive Owen and Amanda Seyfried, who are both so attractive and easy to look at. And what we have is a future where people are able to access the memories of people in real time. So it's almost as if your cell phones were an extension of yourself. So it's very believable, not too far in the future. And somebody is able to sort of hack in to people's minds and make them see themselves. And as they're being murdered, they're not able to see who the killer is. And so Clive Owen's a detective, and he's used to solving murders by just looking at what happened from the person's point of view who was killed, because he can download their info from their brain. And so somebody is hacking into people's brains, essentially, as they're being murdered. And that is the film premise, which is a pretty solid sci-fi film premise in a time where we have a lot of anxiety about being hacked into or identities being stolen. And, of course, being murdered is always a solid source of fear and anxiety as well. So it merges those two modern day. The murdering one's always been there. It goes back to grim fairy tales. So that's an age old premise. But having your brain hacked into is a new one. And he does an okay job of showing that. The production value is super high, so that makes it even more watchable. So there are worse ways to spend an hour and 47 minutes, which isn't the most ringing endorsement, but nonetheless, there you are.